Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Have you ever thought about writing a play? If so, there's a storied organization in town that may help. Playwrights Roundtable offers a couple of judgment-free monthly workshops in person and virtual for you to try your hand. Playwrights Roundtable, or PRT for short, is the only local theater group that specializes in producing new works, and they're often developed at these workshops before they wind up on stage. PRT Executive Director Chuck Dent says experienced playwrights help aspiring ones in these workshops.
We have monthly workshops that we do. We have two. Our long-running one is the one that started way back in 97, and that's the in-person playwriting group. And basically how that works is anybody from any experience level as a playwright can bring in their plays to the in-person workshops, and we will read them and give them instant feedback. And of course, the goal is to help the playwright develop their play and perhaps their skills, depending on how experienced they are. We don't make value judgments like, you know, oh, that was good or that was bad or that was terrible or so on and so forth. We basically like to say, you know, what worked for us and what maybe didn't work for us or what we didn't understand or something wasn't clear. And in the course of that, if they're more experienced, they can hear what sounds right, what doesn't, and maybe get some ideas if they need some. And if they're newer playwrights, they get pointers on certain things they can do on certain aspects of the craft. That's primarily for our local playwrights, Central Florida playwrights. And then starting with the COVID-19 pandemic, we started doing online workshops, and those became so popular that we decided to keep them as a regular feature, because then we were able to serve people who couldn't make the in-person ones or were not local. And on the online ones, we've had people from all over the country and all over the world. We've had a lot of Canadians. We've had people from New Zealand. We have a lady this year who's been joining us every month from Australia, very early in the day her time, but she loves getting her work read by us. And it's the same thing, you know, we're trying to be helpful to the playwrights, and that's the goal all the time, is to assist the playwrights, because, you know, that's our name, Playwrights Roundtable.
So a playwright of any level can join this workshop and have their works read aloud by people with acting experience so they can really get a feel for what it sounds like?
Yes.
I imagine that changes how they think about their piece. I imagine there's some learning even in that process.
Right. Well, the great thing about having your work read out loud is that it's one thing when you hear it in your head or you read it on a piece of paper or electronic paper generally. But hearing it out loud makes all the difference, and especially because actors can give your words a different shading that you didn't think of and brings out new meanings. And sometimes there's stuff that you don't realize that the actors suss out when they're reading it, like, oh, well, this character does this because, and it makes you realize like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's in there. It's as much a discovery process as it is, you know, just hearing it out loud and seeing what works and hearing what works.
The word that came to mind to me as well, a discovery process. Do you have any advice for people who they have that idea in their head and they would love to have their play read, but they need a little assist? They need a little leg up. Do you have any advice?
Oh, yeah. One of the foundational things, with at least with my philosophy when it comes to the workshops, is we're there to help develop not only the plays, but the playwrights. So I don't turn anyone away. I do know of some playwrights groups, none here locally, that they actually look at the plays beforehand and then decide which ones they want to read. To me, that's counterintuitive, because how do you help the playwright then? I guess the number one piece of advice is, if you have the feeling that you need to get this down on paper and you got to have somebody hear it, do it. You know, just write it down, get it down. I think it's a Neil Gaiman quote, a first draft is just getting paper dirty. So you're just getting the ideas out there. And that is the biggest step right there. Bringing it in, that's a big next step, because, you know, you're taking your baby out to the world and saying, here, what do you think? But the biggest part is just getting it down and being brave enough to say, okay, I'm going to put this idea out into the world, and now I'm going to take it to somebody and see what they think. That is a huge, huge thing. And getting over that is the biggest part. And being willing to listen, and you don't have to always accept the advice or some of the feedback. Sometimes people get it wrong. But generally speaking, if people are good at heart and are truly trying to help you, you know, listen to them and, you know, maybe take into account some of what they're saying. And if you're a brand new writer who isn't real sure about how good you are or whatever, don't worry about that. You'll get better over time. I'm not going to say you're going to be Arthur Miller by the end of it, but you will generally improve the more you do anything. And when you have guidance from people who've been in the business or in the craft for years, like us and other people who've worked with us, generally speaking, you're going to get some pretty good advice and some pretty good feedback, and it will help you grow.
Tell me what the process is. Let's say someone brings you a fantastic play. From there, what's the process like to get it produced?
Well, that's entirely up to the playwright. We are there to assist, no matter who it is, whether they're writing it for themselves, for us, for somebody else. So I don't worry about, oh, hey, this is a play I want to produce. I just say, okay, hey, I really like this. You know, we have a script call coming up here in the near future, and we let them know, like, hey, we'd like to see you submit that. But even if they don't submit it to us, you know, because there are some plays that we're just simply not equipped to produce. I mean, we're not going to be able to do like Les Mis style stuff anytime soon, but
big flashy sets and
big flashy
like
set train. You know, we actually had a train on stage in one of the plays we read, and I'm like, we're not going to be able to do that. But we don't promise anybody that, like, hey, bring your stuff to us and you'll get it produced with us. I mean, there's a good chance because we're familiar with it, but we don't make promises to that effect. But just making the connections is a big thing. And that's one of the big things about these is the networking, meeting other actors, other playwrights, people who know people, picking the brains of the other playwrights. That's another great thing about these workshops is the networking, because you do meet quite a few people through them.
That was Playwrights Roundtable Executive Director Chuck Dent. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.